Blackstone Audio presents Disney Pixar Up, adapted by Jasmine Jones. This book is read by Richard Poe. Chapter 1. Young Carl Fredrickson sat in the darkened movie theater, wearing his leather flight helmet. He straightened in his seat as a newsreel flickered onto the screen. The newsreels were Carl's favorite part of going to the movies. They were full of information about people, places, and exciting events going on in the world. Movietown News presents Spotlight on the Rich, came the voice of the announcer. Our subject today, Charles Muntz. Carl leaned forward. Charles Muntz was a famous adventurer and Carl's hero. The beloved aviation pioneer lands his dirigible, The Spirit of Adventure, in New Hampshire this week, completing a year-long expedition into the lost world. This lighter-than-air craft was designed by Muntz himself. And what has Muntz brought back this time? The black-and-white film showed an enormous blimp landing in an open field. Then Muntz appeared on the screen. He looked tall and handsome in a leather jacket and a flight helmet just like Carl's. Adventure is out there, Muntz exclaimed into the camera. He lowered his goggles over his eyes and gave a thumbs up. Carl lowered his goggles, too, wishing he were a grown-up. Then he could go have some adventures just like Charles Muntz, traveling all over the world, discovering new things and bringing back priceless treasures. Gentlemen, I give you the Monster of Paradise Falls, Muntz exclaimed on the movie screen. A curtain next to him dropped, revealing the skeleton of a giant bird. It was Muntz's latest discovery. But what's this? The announcer said. The National Explorer Society accuses Muntz of fabricating the skeleton. Carl watched, horrified, as the Explorer Society removed Muntz's photo from its wall of fame. How can the Explorer Society doubt Muntz? Carl thought. He's the greatest explorer of all. But Muntz didn't give up. I promise to capture the beast. Alive, he cried on the flickering screen. And I will not come back until I do. Carl smiled as the crowd around him cheered. Adventure is out there, all right, Carl thought. He just knew it. Later that afternoon, Carl was still thinking about Muntz. He'd written Spirit of Adventure on the side of a balloon, and as he ran, he pretended the balloon was his airship. He buzzed and zoomed, making the kinds of noises he thought a blimp might make. Adventure is out there, said a voice seemingly from nowhere. Carl stopped in his tracks. Who said that? He wondered. When he looked up, he realized that he was standing in front of an abandoned house. Something creaked. Carl looked up and saw that someone had attached a rope to the weather vane on top of the house. The rope tugged at the weather vane, turning it. Look out! Cried the voice from inside the house. Mount Rushmore! Must get Spirit of Adventure over Mount Rushmore! Hard to starboard! Hold together, old girl! Whew! How are my dogs doing? Ruff, ruff, ruff! Good boy! Carl crept toward the porch. Spirit of Adventure was written across the front door. He squeezed past the door. When he saw what was inside, his eyes widened in surprise. Pictures of Charles Muntz were tacked to the wall. Adventure gear was everywhere. Ropes, a compass, even an old bicycle. A girl stood near the front window, steering with the wheel of the upside-down bike. She was wearing a leather helmet like Carl's and looking out the window. All engines ahead full, she commanded. Let's take her up 26,000 feet. There was no doubt about it. This girl was playing adventurer, too. Carl turned to get a better look at her collection of Charles Muntz photos and newspaper clippings. What are you doing? The girl asked, suddenly appearing at his side. Carl let out a yelp. He was so surprised that he let go of his balloon. Don't you know that this is an exclusive club? The girl demanded. Only explorers get in here. Not just any kid off the street with a helmet and a pair of